Dear Editor, London Bridge is down. It was with painful remorse last week that we learned of the passing of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. There is no individual, past nor present, whom I have admired and looked up to more. Ascending to the throne at age 25, having never been intended for it, she grew to become the longest-serving female head of state in world history, and the longest-serving monarch in our Commonwealth. Her Majesty served as a mechanic in World War II, reigned over 15 British prime ministers, addressed the U.S. Congress, traveled tens of thousands of kilometers, drove the Saudi king, at a time when it was still a punishable offense for women to drive at all in his home country, and participated in high-level tactical and political conversations with some of the most iconic leaders of our lifetime. She held over 50 ranks in the British military, gave assent to over 4,000 acts of parliament, and served as a constant beacon of grace, joy, and civility around the world. In 2022, much of this may seem ordinary, but when put in the context of being a woman thrust into public service at such a young age in the mid-1900s, it is most extraordinary. It is with immense sadness that we say goodbye. Our world will unquestionably never be the same without her, but it is also unquestionably a better place because of her. Long live the King. Miranda Rosin, MLA for Banff Kananaskis.